Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have Iowa Speedway President Eric Peterson. As the Iowa Speedway gets set for another big race weekend, it's IndyCar race weekend, qualifying for both races Saturday morning. That'll be after an autograph session on Friday by the IndyCar drivers. And the first race at 4:30 Saturday afternoon, and the second race will be at noon on Sunday. And Eric, a big weekend coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a few moments. But first off, let's get people a little familiar with you. How does a person who's not from Iowa get involved with NASCAR and end up becoming the Iowa Speedway president?
I'm from Kansas originally. So Midwest guy, small town. Went to school at Emporia State, south central Kansas there. Graduated with a business degree and then just kind of fell into a marketing position with an agency for Sprint. So shortly after that, in 2010, started working at Kansas Speedway and really a variety of different aspects. So started out in group sales, working with our customers. Fast forward to 2020, had a variety of roles with hospitality sales and partnerships and sponsorships. And in 2020, that expanded to Kansas, Phoenix, California, and a few other tracks from our corporate partnership side. And led me to coming up here to Iowa for the ARCA Menards Series, IndyCar races, and then at the end of 2023, Cup racing in Iowa, right? Knew that we had to build out a team here, and our leadership reached out to me and had this opportunity to become track president, and here we are.
Well, we're definitely glad you're here. You came in February of 2004, so you've been in Iowa for a little over a year, live up in Ankeny, and I guess if there's any track to be a president of, it'd be the Iowa Speedway, because fans just love coming here. You say there's a reason for that, and it goes back to the design that Rusty Wallace and the Clement family put together. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. And when you look at how the track is configured from a fan standpoint, a lot of that had to do with Rusty Wallace and then the Clement family as well. If you're a fan in the very front or you're a fan in the very corner up top, you want to make sure that every person here has a great vantage point of the track, and there's nowhere you're sitting here where your view is impeded by anything when you're watching a race at Iowa Speedway.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than going to an event not being able to see, so that's a very important feature that the Iowa Speedway can boast about. Now, the track was built in 2006, and you guys had to do some repaving of it. It was a concrete track, and you had to overlay it with asphalt. Talk a little bit about that.
It was something that had to be done from an engineering and a design and development. Our team in Daytona took a look at this and they determined that for the safety of the drivers, for the safety of all of the spectators, that there were some repairs that needed to be done. So everywhere you see on the track over this weekend was done with intention.
We were talking just about fans a little bit ago. For the IndyCar Series, which we have here this weekend, and for the Cup Series, which is coming in early August, does the Iowa Speedway draw for those races from the same fan base, basically?
Yeah, so we draw from almost all 50 states, as well as a couple different countries. But really, the bulk of our fans are coming from the Iowa and surrounding state region, which is really great because it does showcase how the appetite for racing here in the Midwest.
Now, for you folks here at the track who work here day in and day out, is there a difference whenever the IndyCar Series is here like it is this weekend, or when the NASCAR series is here? Is there a difference between those two series for you guys, for the work you have to do here at the track?
Both great racing series, so it's fun to see them both on track, two totally different types of racing and two totally different cars. You know, for us at the racetrack, we're preparing in a totally different way as it relates to how we host both series, right? So it's even down to track prep on Safer Barrier, for example, just to make sure that we have our facility in the safest possible way for those cars when they come out and race.
Now, on the entertainment side, I know there's been kind of a little bit of a shift here recently this year with no big name concerts like we've had in the past, and it's more kind of focused on the racing again. Talk a little bit about how the Iowa Speedway is kind of adapted to that.
You're exactly right. Yeah, we're really focused for both series on the racing this year. But we've had a really heavy emphasis over in the off season of adding more fan amenities out to the track. So if we look at things like Fan Walk and the concert series that we're hosting, just amplifying the experience for folks that are coming out throughout the entire day.
Another thing, Eric, that I think we want to talk about before I let you go real quick is how the big races we have here at the Iowa Speedway, the IndyCar and the NASCAR, the money not only is beneficial to, you know, the local businesses, but it also trickles down to individuals, the people you employ, and also organizations who volunteer here and raise money to help support their cause. So it's the monetary effect from this does trickle down throughout the community, and you give the opportunity for individuals and organizations to benefit from that.
We do. So we have a really heavy focus on that, and I'll give you a couple examples. So our gate staff, we really focus on things like FFA groups to come out and help us with that. Parking attendants and concession workers and ticket scanners and things of that nature. We are really focused on bringing the community out and how we can give back.
Well, Eric, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck on a successful not only IndyCar race weekend this weekend, but also a very successful NASCAR race again coming up in early August. Eric Peterson, the president of the Iowa Speedway, joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.